WNYC has been examining New York City's affordability crisis by focusing on individual neighborhoods. The first one is Mott Haven in the South Bronx. People there are worried about being priced out of their community as rents rise and it becomes more expensive. So to preserve space for current residents, WNYC's Sarah Barrett reports that a group of activists are hoping to reclaim a vacant building and turn it into a community center through a little-used program that is getting a lot more attention.
A few weeks ago, a group of about 60 residents got together for a ceremony in front of the vacant two-story building.
We're going to lay our hands on this building, and we're going to reclaim this structure.
That's Michael Johnson. He's a South Bronx resident and a member of the Mott Haven Port Morris Community Land Trust.
We can't let it go by the wayside to a situation where it's going to be, another housing project that's not going to be affordable.
They put their hands on the building and imagine what they want the space to be. A community center with after-school classes, a kitchen for local businesses, a medical clinic, a birthing center, even room for an orchestra.
It's been abandoned for a while, and we're vying for it. We're begging the city to give it to us. We've been in meetings. We've been in negotiations.
Melissa Barber is one of the organizers.
In this space of hyper-speculation and gentrification and hyper-development of land, how can the community come in and acquire spaces such that we can provide affordable housing, we can provide community green spaces that will guarantee community access?
The building and the land is owned by New York City's Health and Hospitals Department. The city says the location is on its radar, but it doesn't have any concrete plans. Which is why the organizers are proposing what's called a Community Land Trust, or CLT. It's a complicated model, but it's a way for the city to take land out of the real estate market, especially in gentrifying neighborhoods, and give it to the community. Then they get to decide what to do with it. The city regularly gives vacant lots to developers in exchange for certain conditions like affordable housing or public space. So activists have been fighting to put their model to use for decades, but the city hasn't been too receptive. In fact, the only fully functioning community land trust that exists in the city today is in the Lower East Side, and the fight to set it up started in 1959.
Robert Moses came to the Lower East Side, and he said he walked from 4th Street to Wall Street, and it took him 20 minutes.
That's 92-year-old Frances Golden. She was there from the beginning.
He said, I'm going to tear down these awful tenements with toilets in the hall and bathtubs in the kitchen, and I'm going to build co-ops.
The city evaluated the Moses plan and found that more than 90% of the people living there wouldn't be able to afford his new co-ops. Frances and her allies fought back. It took 50 years, but they prevailed. In 2008, Cooper Square became the city's first community land trust.
We struggled. We picketed. We got arrested. Every step of the way, we forced them to do what they didn't want to do. Now they brag about Cooper Square.
Their success protected 21 buildings with 328 apartments, guaranteed to be affordable for 99 years. Valerio Orselli, the executive director of Cooper Square, says there needs to be a shift in thinking for this model to become more popular.
We need a new paradigm in which equity is not merely defined in financial terms, but in social terms. By keeping housing affordable, we expand the ability of low-income families to get a better education for their children, to further their skills or their interests, even if it doesn't pay the highest salary, and it helps to build community.
City Council member Donovan Richards agrees. He recently introduced legislation because he thinks they're a tool the city should be using.
Speculation is happening. There's no shortage of it happening. Land values are increasing all across the city. We can find creative ways to take back land, to put control back into the people's hands to protect affordability.
Community land trusts are having a moment. This is the first time these words have appeared in city legislation. NYU's Furman Center for Real Estate just identified them as a key method to combat gentrification, and there are about a half dozen other groups across the city organizing to form their own. The activists in the South Bronx say that if they get one, it'll benefit organizations like Upbeat NYC. It's a youth orchestra that can't afford to rent a place of its own. Alexa Carmona is one of the musicians.
I play the cello since I was, about 9.
He has to lug that cello from building to building for each lesson. Carmona says having a community center would really help.
I think it would be much easier, so then It won't be a lot of time taken up from going from one place to another and then to another place.
Not only would a community land trust give the kids a place to practice, the activists say, it would give them some control over the future of their neighborhood as it's gentrifying. They just hope it doesn't take 50 years like it did for Frances Golden. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Barrett.